Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Yerushalmi Yuma, Perek Hey, right at the end of Alecha Vav in the Oitzvah and Surah Sadaf. It's a Lamed Vav on Beis, the sixth line with the words Rebrel Bered, Rebchi Barba. And the Arskol Surah Sadaf, it's on Mem Amud Aleph, the top line. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sarah Bas Biakim Moshe, Hernish, Shama should have an Aliyah. So we're in discussion, Machlek Sub Shimon Lachamim. If there's Me'ila with Damim, if a person uses blood that's Kachim, is he going to be Chayav Me'ila? Reb Shimon says yes, Lacham say no. So the Gemara continues discussing Rebrel Bered, Rebchi Barba. He says, and here we have a little bit of a Girsa change. Kach Meshivin Ramei Reb Shimon Chachamim. This Ramei Reb Shimon would tell the Chachamim Ilam Acharon. If the Gizbar of the Beis Mikdash had sold them, referring to selling blood, Shema Einu Teves Demehen, would the money not be Teves the Kedusha? In other words, wouldn't the Kedusha of the blood be transferred onto the money, and then one would be able to be over Meila with that money? For sure, you agree to that. So Ma Beinehen U Ma Bein Demehen. What's the difference between them, the blood itself that you say you can't be over Meila, and the money that you could be over Meila? So that's the way Rabba says that Ramei Reb Shimon would respond to the Chachamim in defense of their shita. However, Upalagal Hidom Reb Lazar, this is not like Reb Lazar says, because he said as follows, and here we have a number of Girsa changes, so just pay attention. Yeshmehen Sha'amru, there are certain things that Chum said about them. Loinen v'loin ma'ilin, the ones not want to benefit from it, because hektish. However, if he does benefit, he's not over me'ila, and imacharon enoy teves d'mayin, if they're sold, then the money does not have the kedusha of the thing itself. Yeshmehen Sha'amru, those things that they said. Loinen v'loin ma'ilin, no having gana, and if he did, he's not over me'ila. However, imacharon teves d'mayin, they were sold by the gizbar, their kedusha does transfer onto the money. For example, we start with the second thing first. Dishanam zmech apniv amenayra, the ashes that are cleared off the inner mizbeach and the menorah, loinen v'loin ma'olin, once I'll have hana, but if he does, he's not over me'ila, and imacharon toifes is demayin, if it's sold, the money does get that kedusha, whereas that damim is the key that we're bringing this for, regarding blood, loinen v'loin ma'olin bahin, once I'll have a benefit from it, if he does, he's not over me'ila, whereas imacharon ain't toifes is demayin, if it's sold, the money does not get that kedusha. So you see from here that we see something that even if it's sold, specifically blood, that's our conversation, the money does not get kedusha, so it's not like Rav Bas said, that if it's money has kedusha, if it's sold, for sure it has kedusha. That's not necessarily true. And moving on to Halacha Zayin, the Mishnah tells us Kol Masayim Kippur Ma'amar Al HaSeder. Everything was supposed to be done. The Avodah Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur that said Al HaSeder. It's supposed to be done this thing, then that, then the next one, which we've been discussing basically for the most of the Masechta. Hikdem Asal Chaveiroi. If you preceded and did one thing before the other, Loi Asa Klum. It's not valid at all. It cannot be done out of order. For example, Hikdem Dam HaSar L'Dam Par. If he was Makdim, he did Hazav the Dam of the Sire before the Dam of the Par. Yachser V'Yazim Dam HaSar L'Achadam Par. He has to now do Hazav to the Dam of the Sire after he does Hazav to the Dam of the Par, because Dam of the Par has to come first. Now we have Machlekes about the following. Im at Shaloi Gomer Samatanos Mifnim Nishmachadam. Let's say the blood spilled before he finished doing the Matanos inside the Kesh Kedashim. Yavid HaMachir has to bring more blood, which means he has to shecht under the carbon and bring that blood to continue doing the Avodas Hadam. V'yachzav Yazav B'tchilim Bifnim. Then he has to go back and do Hazav from the beginning of that set inside the Kesh Kedashim. V'chem Beheichal, same thing in the Heichal. V'chem Mizmach Hazav, same thing about Mizbeach Hazav. Meaning, if in the middle of doing the Hazav in the Heichal towards the Parchas, or in the middle of doing Hazav on the Mizbeach Hazav, the blood spilled, he shechs a new carbon. It starts from the beginning of those Hazavs. Shekulan kaparva kapara b'fnei atzman, because each of them are a kapara, and they're their own kapara, they're their own set. Whereas Reb Lazar b'Shimon Aymerim, they both say, mi makam shepasak, mishama maschil, from where he stopped, that's exactly where he starts. So if he was up to Hazav number 3 towards the Heichal, he just picks up exactly from there with the brand new blood. And the Gemara is going to discuss this at length. And so Gemara Lam Zayin Amud Aleph on top tells us, Tani, we have a Braisa. Amar Behuda says, when was this said that if one avodah was done out of order, that's not good, it's not kosher? That's avodas are done inside the Kodesh Kedashim while he's wearing his Bigdei Lavan. He's only allowed to wear his Bigdei Lavan when he's inside the Kodesh Kedashim. The key is, it's avodas are done inside the Kodesh Kedashim. Aval, b'avodas hanasus b'chutz, b'vigdei lavan, that's a proper girsa. Any avodas that he does outside the Kodesh Kedashim wearing his Bigdei Lavan, it's still special Yom Kippur avodas, but they're outside the Kodesh Kedashim. Im hikdem asal chaveri masha asa asui. If he was makdim, he preceded and did one thing before the other, not a problem, it's valid b'diavad. Whereas the Chum argue and say, no, af hanasus b'chutz b'vigdei lavan, that's a proper girsa. Even that which is done outside the Kodesh Kedashim in the Bigdei Lavan, im hikdem asal chaveri l'asa klum. If he was makdim and did one thing before the other, it's not valid. Now, where do they both get this from? So Rav says, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, shnei mikrach ein darshin. They both darshin the same pasuk. And here we have a big girsa change. It's not the pasuk at all quoted by the Gemara. The pasuk is, v'hoisa zois lachem l'chukas oilam achas bashana. And this shall be to you as a chukas oilam once a year. Now, the word chukah always tells us that it has to be done like this, and you can't do it any different way. And then it tells us achas bashana. So what are we learning from achas bashana? Rabban Amri Darban and say, avodas shu nichas pam achas bashana. It's referring to avodas that he does once a year, and that means especially in kippur avodas, even that which is not being done in the Kodesh Kedashim. As long as he's wearing his big day lavan, that's done achas bashana, and these things are chukas oilam, so they're ma'akev, they have to be done in the right order. Whereas Reb Hudaimer, he says makam shu nichas by pam achas bashana. It's talking about the place where he goes in once a year, and that's in the Kodesh Kedashim. So it's only the avodas in the Kodesh Kedashim that are ma'akev each other. And we continue discussing these things that are done out of order. Rabbi Shai says b'shem Rabbi Pas, matnos haparoiches. This is talking about the matonos towards the paroiches, the blood which is being sprinkled towards the paroiches. If he did this with the dama sayer before doing it with the dama par, then he repeats the dama sayer after he does it with the dama par. That's what the Mishnah is referring to. Avo matnos habadim, that's proper girso, but matnos habadim, which is inside the kesh kedoshim, in between the bottom of the aroin, par ma'akev is a sayer, the par is ma'akev the sayer. And in this situation, if he did the hazah of the sayer before doing that of the par, this dama is not allowed to be used whatsoever, because as we learned earlier, the dama of the par has to be done in the kesh kedoshim even before the sayer was shechted in the first place, and therefore that blood is completely possible, and he would have to shech the brand new goat. Now we continue with this. Amar Blazer says, and here we have a significant kirsa change. If he shechted the sayer and then he did have a dama of the par in between the badim and the kesh kedoshim, hanasa b'tchila kosher. That was done first, meaning the shechita of the sayer, that's kosher, even though it was done out of order. And where do we get this from? Amar Blazer says, because ilu nishmach b'dama par, let's say the dama par spilled, b'dama sayer munach b'kais, and the dama sayer was there in a kais, it wasn't used, but it's sitting there in a cup waiting. Shema inu maybe par acher, does he not bring another par, shecht it, and then use its dam, the kosher, and then the blood of the sayer is still kosher? Of course it's kosher, even though it turns out the sayer was shechted before this new par was shechted. It doesn't make a difference, since its blood wasn't sprinkled yet, and we did the blood sprinklings in order, just because it was shechted out of order, that's not a problem. But now the Gemara asks, ma bein shachat ad shaloi nosan, ma bein shachat mi shenosan? What difference does it make if he shechted the second par before or after he did that voides hadam of the sayer? Ilu amar venosan yos, even if Rabbi Yosef would have said that he did the hazois of the dama sayer before the dama par, it would still be a valid raya, and so the way that it was said is not valid. Now we go on to the last part of the Mishnah, where we discussed that the dam had spilled in the middle of one of the sets of sprinkling in the Kodesh Kedoshim towards the Paroiches or on the Mizbeach Hazav. What's supposed to be done? Machlekes Chachamim and Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon. So the Gemara tells us, Rabban Nami, the Rabban, and say, Shalosh L'Kashiv, Shalosh L'Psul. There's three sets for the Kashrus of the Avodah, as we had just said, one in the Kodesh Kedoshim, one towards the Paroiches, and one in the Mizbeach Hazav, and three that could pass hold. It's the same three. Whereas Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon, they say, Arbaim V'Shalosh L'Kashir, V'Arbaim V'Shalosh L'Psul. It's 43 for Kashrus and 43 for Psul, because they look at every single Matnas Dam, each sprinkling, each Hazah, as something totally separate. The number 43 comes from 1 and 7 in the Kodesh Kedoshim, 1 and 7 towards the Paroiches, and then the ones in the Mizbeach Hazav. So they look at them each as their own individual thing. And for the clarification, V'Rabban Amri L'Rabban say, Kol Sheva Sheva Kapara B'fnei Atzma, each 7 is his own Kapara. Lam Zayin Oma Beza on top, V'Rablaz Rab Shimon Amri, they say, Kol Echad V'Echad Kapara B'fnei Atzma, each one is his own Kapara. And again, that's why we have his Machlekes in the Mishnah. Let's say the blood spills in the middle of the set, what do we do? So the Chum said, you have to start from the beginning of the set with the brand new blood, because each thing is its own set. Each Hazah is not its own thing, it's looked at as a set. As well as Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon, they look at each thing on its own, so if it's spilled after the second or third or fourth Hazah, so you just start again from the third, fourth, or fifth Hazah. Now what's the right for this? Reb Zair says, Reb Elazar, time with Reb Elazar, vi Reb Shimon, that's proper girsa. What's Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon's reasoning? Where's the source? That's because the Pasuk says, V'chil mechaper es ha-kaydash, and he finishes being mechaper ha-kaydash. And what do we learn from here? Afilu ein sham el matona achas, even if only one matona was made and then the blood spilled, Amar Torah, Torah says, Kalei, finish it, which means that wherever you stopped, you should just continue and finish it. You don't have to go back and start from the beginning. Now, Amar Blazer, Blazer says, Nasan mitzis matonis nishbech adam, let's say some of the matonis were done and then the blood spilled, maybe achirim tachtayin, he has to bring more dam in its place to continue. And elu ve'ilu nishbachim kim tzvasan, these and those are nishbach, they're poured like their mitzvah. Now, it seems to be the Blazer saying that once that void is finished with these and those, meaning the first blood and the second, it's nishbach, meaning the shirayim, the leftovers, are part of the base of the outer mizbeach. Now, if that's really what he's saying, that's not a chiddush, because obviously, if he did all the avodas hadam and he has some leftover blood, he pours onto the yisrael of the mizbeach chitzon. Therefore, what is Reb Elazar actually saying? L'chein tzricha, this is what it's necessary for, b'shenikar aleim l'shem psul. That's when there's a psul in one of the damim, that's what it means in the shpachim kimitzvasan, the blood shall be poured out like their own individual chiyuv. The extra blood, which is not possul, is going to be poured on the yisrael of the mizbeach chitzon, but the blood that is possul is going to be poured out into the ama, and that's what it means nishpachim mitzvasan. And Rabbi Yisrael says, yos, this is true. Why? Because ilu nasa mixes matanis of nishpach adam. Let's say he did some of the matanis and the blood spilled. Shema ena maybe achirim tachteinu mylim bereshainim. Wouldn't he bring new blood and what could be ivar mi'ila with the original one? So we see that even though we're bringing new blood, the original blood still has its kedusha, and therefore again, Reb Elazar doesn't have to say that that leftover blood from the original one is going to be poured on the base of the mizbeach. It must be teaching us regarding this thing that we just explained now. I mean, now we continue discussing this matter from Reb Elazar. Reb Chagabal Kumar Biyasa, he asked, ad kidan shachas harishanim l'shem kaisher bashnim l'shem psol. We can understand this to mean the first blood was shechted l'shem kaisher, meaning everything was fine with it, and the second one was shechted with a psol, and so we were to say that the first blood still retains its kashrus, and the second blood is psol, and it doesn't schlep the first blood along. But what about the following? Shachras harishanim l'shem psol, the first was shechted with a psol, so that blood is actually psol, v'sashni l'shem kaisher, and the second blood, that was shechted kasher, is the blood of the second one poured on the yisrael mizbeach chitzon, or not? Maybe since really connected to the first one, it has a similar din to the first one, it should be poured in the same place. So Rabbi Yosei, he says, Motzinu psul mitz miyad pigol. We find that a psul could be mitzi from pigol. If there's a pasul machshava that's not pigol, if he then has a pigol machshava, it's not pigol, it's just pasul. But Motzinu psul mitz miyad kosher, do we find a psul that takes something out of being kosher? No. And therefore, if the first one's kosher, just because the second one is pasul, that doesn't mean all of a sudden the first one is going to have a problem with it. Hajjan al chetzi alai, mazor of finishing the fifth parak of Maseches Yuma. Just like we start to finish this parak together, we should be starting to finish the entire Maseches Yuma together. And of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning the brand new parak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.